Seth is with me right now, and he is very interested in the abundance of markets and community events that are run all around Sydney. And he's here with me right now to discuss the best places for food, handmade goods, and more. Hi, Seth.
Hello.
How are you? Good, good. Now, you are, you know, what's the first market on your list that you want to recommend?
Okay, the first one I want to recommend, I actually went to just this past weekend, and it's pretty popular. I feel like a lot of people might be familiar. It's the Burwood Chinatown Night Markets.
Mm-hmm. What's that good about it?
It's robust, I guess you could say. It's just great fun. So first of all, like, the scenery is great. Like, they get all like neon lights and everything. And there's like this little like strip, like this little street, and it's got all these stalls of like any food you could like possibly want to have. And yeah, it's just
Does it have a particular, like, is it Chinese mainly?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So the cuisines represented like all Asian cuisines. It's not specifically, even though it's in Chinatown, it's not specifically Chinese.
Yep.
They have like a sign on the wall that has like the level, and then it says like what cuisine is like on each level. So yeah, I had stuff that was like Southeast Asian, like they had Thai, Vietnamese, they have Japanese, Korean, Chinese, and yeah, any like Asian cuisine you could think of. Okay. And even non-Asian, they have like chip on a stick as well. Yeah, it's
is
really...
Is it cheap?
Yeah, it's pretty cheap. They have like a lot of skewer places, which are kind of cheap. Like, I don't know if you've been to one of those, but they're kind of like a fad thing right now, like skewer restaurants. So you just like go,
oh yeah,
and you'll just load up a couple skewers, and yeah, it'll be like $10, and you get like all these different like skewers of meat and like vegetables and stuff. Yeah, so there's a lot of like stuff you can have just like while walking around.
Okay.
That's what I did when I went, at least.
See, that's the trouble, I think, with Australia or Western civilization. We walk around and eat.
Really?
It's not good.
I feel like that's kind of an advantage, though. That's like a way of life in a lot of these, like,
I know, it's like
countries.
We're in a hurry. We can't sit still.
No, it's good. It's like street food.
Yeah.
But I will say, when I was in France, it was really fantastic how everyone like sat down to drink their coffee, like at a cafe.
Instead of walking around.
Yeah. You have a very French mindset about that, yeah. I suppose.
Well, I mean, in Japan, you don't see people walking around eating. They buy their food and they stand next to the shop
true.
And eat.
That's
and,
true.
And, yeah,
but in a lot of countries where street food is prevalent, like Thailand and stuff, that's definitely more of a thing. And in China as well, a lot of walking and eating.
Oh, so you know, is that the Chinese or the tourists?
Oh, like anyone.
Anyone, okay.
But yeah, different strokes for different folks, I guess.
All right. So what's your second market on the list?
The second market that is on this week, well... It was on this week. You've got two more days to get in. Is the Loco Markets in Everleigh?
Is that because it's Loco? Because it's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I was like, "Whoa, Loco Markets!" But no, it's actually because it's on Locomotive Street.
Oh.
So it's a little bit more boring, but it makes more sense.
Well, what have they got?
They have like a mix of like. So the last one I talked about was mainly like food. If you're a foodie, this one has like a mix of all different like handmade goods and stuff and artisanal stuff. And they also do a theme every week.
Mm-hmm.
And this week's theme, as you know, if you listened to last week's broadcast, this week is NAIDOC week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all centering Indigenous like businesses and creatives and stuff for the markets this week.
Okay. And you're talking this week, is it like every day or is it just the weekend?
Yeah, it's on like every day. There's obviously you have the weekend. They follow the correct way, which is Monday is the first day of the week. So you've got today, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And you have another market you want to talk about?
Yeah, sure. I can move on to the next market. I will just say though, with the Loco Markets, other than like shouting out some of the brands that they've got Earth Speak, and they've got Jaren Street Clothing, Balgara Designs, and they've also got live music from Dobby, who's, you know, a friend of the station, Dobby, if you want to hear that.
Dobby?
And, yeah, Dobby.
Dobby, oh yeah.
Yeah, and they've also...
Did you know he was on the piano? You know that show, The Piano?
Oh, I did not know
He was
know
on
that.
The piano, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's also, he's been Album of the Week and stuff. And also Jake Magi, who was on our show once on the Friday Daily. Do you remember that? Doing the, it was a while ago, it was doing like music for kids in the Northern Territory. So yeah, want to give shout out to some of the indigenous musicians performing as well.
All right.
The last
before market, we get into the French.
Yeah, before we get into the French, was as you know probably Bastille Day is coming up. So there is a whole Bastille Day festival that I don't want to get into. We might cover that next week. But I want to highlight the French markets in Woolwich Dock are doing a Bastille Day market.
And
it's run by the group called La Marche, who do like the French market, like. It's like a known thing, and they've got a lot of French cuisine. They've got, I'll read off the website for you, raclette, croissants, creme brulee, and escargots for the brave. And they've also got live music as well. They've got French rockabilly, if that's something you're interested in.
Now, I was just thinking about the escargot. I wonder if it's local snails or did they import them?
Yeah, I always wondered that too. Do they even make, like, well, that's not how...
If you're French, do they you know
make,
about...
do Australians make eating snails? You know what I mean?
Like,
do we grow them? Do we breed them?
I don't know.
Or do they just, like, pick them off? Anyway.
No, I think they'd have to be... you know, raised in a certain way.
Yeah, otherwise, so they don't have like ticks in them.
Well, they don't. Well, remember that man who got, he ate a slug as a dairy.
Yeah, and it had a little worm in it
became
and
a vegetable.
Got brain damage.
Yeah. So you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's some French listeners out there that might be able to tell us.
Yeah.
But there are other markets. There's lots of markets. If you have a favourite market and you want to tell us about it, 0468 44 1073. There's also the black markets in Bear Island. I don't know when they're on, but you might want to look that up. Black markets, and they also at Maroubra Beach. There's a market the first Saturday of every month, and they have food and other things, mainly other things, but they also have food. But yeah, there's a lot of markets around, so you know, if you like markets, get out there and enjoy.